I'd like to welcome Steve Carter, coach of the Union County Braves, to the podcast this week. It's always great to have the opposing coach, and Steve is so near and dear to the our program here at Crittenden County. Spent a lot of time here, his formidable years, I guess, as a football coach, and I know he still holds a sense of fondness for the Crittenden County program. But this week, Coach Carter, it's all business, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This is the one week a year that I don't root for Crittenden.
And coming into this game, you've got a 2-1 record coming in. Excuse me, 1-1 record coming in. You lost to Caldwell County over here 45-15. A lot of the local fans came out and watched that game. But then last week beat Webster County 28-13. And, you know, honestly, I think a lot of people around here thought you would beat Webster worse than that. Are they better? Did you guys not play as good a game as you had anticipated? Or what was the story from that game?
Well, you know, we had some guys out that game that to make some plays, but, you know, the wind, I don't know about down there, but we had, you know, 15-20 mile an hour gusts pretty much all night, and, you know, we just didn't throw the ball. You know, we only attempted 8 passes against that. We wanted to establish the running game, and we were able to do that. You know, Webster County came out, and they played hard, you know, and they hung around the game and had a couple passes that they completed. One was a pass to deflect the ball. The receiver caught in between two of our defenders, and they scored on that. But, you know, for the most part, I think we went up 13-0 at half. They cut it, and we scored and went back and forth after that.
And, of course, last year your team beat Crittenden County over there 41-16, and the year before that Crittenden won 25-16. And this is your third game in this series, is that correct?
No, this is the second game that I've had.
Okay.
It's only our second game. We played last year, was, you know, we got it renewed last year because my first year coaching over here, Crittenden wasn't on the schedule.
Oh, that's right. It was 08 the last time we played. Yeah, that's right. I was looking at the last two scores. Okay, so you're 1-0 against your old head coach, Coach Starnes. Were you? I know you were the middle school coach over here, very successful, and then you were the first guy that Coach Starnes ever made defensive coordinator, or at least gave that title to, I think, publicly. And I know he still thinks a lot of you. And this is one of those games where you know, it's a lot of friendships because you have Sean Thompson, who is a quarterback over here, and I think is he the offensive coordinator? Is that right?
Yes, I've got him as offensive coordinator for us, and that does a good job, and you know, really understand what we're trying to do with the kids that we've got and that personnel that we've got.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a couple other guys with Crittenden County ties, don't you?
Brian Qualls helped out at the middle school.
Mm-hmm. And is he the only other one?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I believe he's the only other one now.
Jeremy Tackett isn't helping anymore over there.
Who's that?
Jeremy Tackett.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Jeremy's the AD now. So, okay. You know, he helps both when he can, but now he's asking to help as much as he used to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got Jeremy did have Crittenden County ties with him as well.
Yeah, Jeremy was did his student teaching, I believe, over here is what it was, or maybe his first year in teaching or something.
Well, actually, he was a student over there, and he played football a year when I was over there with Al, and played baseball.
Yeah, that's
he's another one that's got some of those ties. You know, and it's just the county rivalry, you know. I don't know why they got off the schedule there for a few years, but it's always nice to have those border games and it brings some excitement.
Your guys have a great deal more speed than we have. I'm sure everyone's aware of that. What do you anticipate being the difference in this game? Will it be that speed? Will it be something up front, something we hadn't even thought about?
Well, I mean, you know, like most every football game, it's going to depend upon the line play. You know, I think overall I probably do have a little more team speed, you know, up front. You know, got those big old linemen, and you know, we've got to be able to handle those guys because you know they play hard, and if we can control that, or if they control that, it's going to give one team an advantage. You know, but we've got to be able to get the ball to our guys in space, and hopefully get to break a couple tackles, make something happen.
And Your quarterback, it's an interesting story. The Joyner boy, he didn't start against the Caldwell, but he came in pretty early in the game, I believe. And his father is, was it Tim Joyner, who was an All-American over there. Is this boy, is he, does he have that kind of potential?
Davis is, he's a student of the game. He's very humble because he works so hard. And, you know, at the Caldwell game, you know, it's fun to know when he was doing wrong. And he actually came in and watched some of the coaches on Sunday. And, you know, he worked so hard on his footwork. And went to Kansas this summer. I mean, he's a sophomore, but he truly is a student of the game. And I'm sure on top of the coaches he gets from us, I'm sure Dad gets a little bit more at home, too. But, he just comes to work every day and gets better and better each and every day in practice. And, you know, he's one that, you know, he wants to know what he's doing wrong, but he can do better. Take that and work on it. And he'll actually come up and tell us what to work today, make sure I'm doing things right. And, he is an enjoyable.
Yeah, we watching him play, you could tell he was one of those guys that's just going to get better and better. He didn't look like his timing was just right, but, you know, he was one of those kids you could tell. Once he gets on target, he's going to be tough. And that was in the Caldwell game that I saw. You had some kids out last week. Are they all going to be back this week?
We have about one today. You know, we've got some kids that are a little pinged up, but, you know, they'll be resilient, and so hopefully we'll get everybody back. We're still not positive. I'll know a little bit more this afternoon when we get back.
Mm-hmm. Is Jarrell Foster healthy?
Yeah, Jarrell, had a good week of practice, Silas Harris is, running back, pretty good health. I've got a couple full backups. You know, we have several different kids. Each one brings a little different skill set to the table.
Yeah. Well, Coach Carter, we'll be ready to see you over here Friday night. I know there's the Booster Club's cooking pork chops before the game. It's Young Rockets night, so the flag football kids will be here, the junior pro kids, and all the cheerleaders. So we should have a full house to see this football game.
I hope it's a good one.
All right. Thank you, Coach Carter.
All right. Thank you.